Hello, my sister travelers. So, are you ready to go on that trip? Are you feeling a little more comfortable about the idea of solo travel? But now you're all confused about what form of ID do I need to travel? Well, stick around. We're going to discuss all those different things out there that might be a bit confusing, maybe as a first-time traveler. Is fear holding you back from traveling because you don't have anyone to go with? Are you concerned about being a woman traveling alone and not sure how to prepare for a solo trip? Do family and friends think you are crazy for even considering solo travel? Well, in this podcast, you will become equipped to travel safely by yourself. You'll learn things like tactical travel tips and how to prepare for a trip and how to overcome the fear so you can discover the transformation that travel can bring. My mission is to see more women over 50 discover how travel can empower them. If you want to enjoy your next travel adventure solo, then start your journey here. Hello, sister travelers. I'm Cheryl, solo travel advocate and travel coach. I have experienced life-changing adventures through travel, and I want the same for you. So stay tuned here every week, and you will learn to find freedom through your travels, build your confidence while safely navigating new places. What's the difference between a passport book, a passport card, or the real ID that you might be seeing out there? And then, security-wise, what's the difference between TSA PreCheck versus Global Entry versus Clear? And what is the difference, and which one do I really need? So let's start with what you really need is a passport if your goal is to travel internationally. And this pertains, most of what I'm going to say today is based off of U.S. A lot of those terms may not sound familiar if you're not from the U.S. And that's okay, but you may have your own type of security pre-check kind of things, or in general, we know most countries have their own passport, so this is going to apply to everybody. There are 193 UN countries that have their own passports, and there are 6 territories that have passports. One of those territories is the Vatican, except for Greenland. Even though Greenland is a country, they do travel under Denmark's administration. And the other exceptions are Puerto Rico, Guam, and U.S. Virgin Islands. They will use the U.S. passports for international travel. So passports are used for international travel, and they are also used for identification. I know in the U.S. you can use that as identification for yourself. A lot of times if you get a new job and you're filling out what we call the I-9 form, you can use a passport as a form of ID in that situation. But you may have started hearing about this real ID in the U.S. and how effective May 3rd, 2023, that is the deadline that Homeland Security has initiated, that all people flying, just domestic flying, will need to have a real ID. And no, they will not accept driver's license anymore. Now, they will accept passports though. So if you already have a passport, then you can use that to fly domestically as your identification. So if you're considering doing some international solo travel, which I really hope you are, and you don't have a passport yet, then this is where you need to start. You need to get that, because the process does take a little while. Now, there is a difference between a passport book, and the book has 28 pages. It is used for both international travel and identification. And after May 3rd of 2023, it will be needed, unless you decide to get the real ID, It will be needed to also fly domestically in the U.S. Now, there's also what's called the passport card, and this is about the size of a credit card, fits easily in your wallet. That is typically used for people that travel frequently by land across Mexico border and Canadian border, okay? It cannot be used for international air travel, and it cannot be used to acquire travel visas. So if your plan is to do some international travel, or actually now just domestic travel, I highly recommend the passport book. Okay, so that's that 28 pages. You can collect your stamps. It's also where you can get visas stamped in there. Now, the process, if you do not have a passport, and this is, you know, your goal is in 2023 to go on a trip, then you're going to need to get a passport. I would especially start now, as that date that is rolling around for the real ID requirement is really around the corner. So first of all, you want to go get your picture taken specifically for a passport. And in the U.S., places that you can go include CVS, Walgreens, a place like that. There are other places you can probably get your picture taken as well. That's where I had mine taken because they have a special background. You know, you're not allowed to show your teeth anymore, which was weird. You can't have a hat on and certain requirements, and they make it the right size as well. They'll make sure it's the right size for your passport. Then you're going to you can either download it off the internet, the form, or you can go to the post office and acquire the appropriate form. And so if you're over 16, it's the adult form to get that set up. If you're renewing, it is a different form, so do be aware of that. And you will make sure you fill out that whole form. You will take your picture. You will take other forms of ID that are required, like a birth certificate, driver's license usually, for them to process. So you'll make an appointment. Most post offices want you to make an appointment to process your passport application. Now, sometimes getting an appointment takes a few weeks. Then once you've applied and you filled out that application, you had that time, you paid the fees, then it gets mailed in by the Postal Service, and it takes several weeks, can take 4 to 8 weeks, depending. Now, I got very, very fortunate. My passport was due to renew. It needed to be renewed. It was going to expire. It was going to expire June of 2020. And because a lot of times when you travel, they require you to not be expiring within 6 months of your trip. And I had a plan to, of course, go to Ireland April of 2020. So I had went early. I think I went in January to go ahead and have my passport renewed. And I got very fortunate, and I received it, probably about that third week or the end of February, right before COVID hit. Because if you know, once COVID hit in 2020 in the U.S. and probably everywhere else, I know in the U.S., all that stuff was shut down. And then even as things started to come back, there was less manpower. Things were taking a whole lot longer. And I know people that waited months for their passports during that time frame. I would be not surprised, actually, if it's, you know, it's obviously probably better now. So, but still, they do tell you to allow that kind of time. So I would work on that now, especially before this real ID thing is the deadlines around the corner. Now, the real ID, again, it's an initiative by Homeland Security. This is U.S. only, and it's to allow you to fly domestically only. So it's not really necessary if you already have a passport or if your plan is to get a passport. So I wouldn't necessarily worry about that, and don't be confused by it, but there are some, obviously, during that deadline, actually, that whole real ID thing, that whole, like, only being able to travel with a passport, actually, I heard that years ago, and I feel like the U.S. Keeps pushing that date, so I actually wouldn't be surprised if that date gets pushed later again, so anyways, definitely get that ball rolling. If you plan to do any kind of international travel, then you need to start that process now. Then there are other things that are really confusing out there. So in the U.S., again, I'll mention a couple different ways where you can pass through security a lot quicker than going through the regular security checkpoints at the airport. There is, of course, I think the original was the TSA PreCheck. Again, this is for the U.S. only. There is now CLEAR. It is a privately run organization. And then there's Global Entry. Now, Global Entry is a good thing to have if you do international travel. Traveling back to the U.S., of course, this is, again, just a U.S. thing. It helps you to kind of bypass the customs a lot quicker and a lot easier. So, and I know in Canada they have what's called Nexus, kind of for that same thing. Although Nexus is, from what I understand, is only used for land crossing. And so for Canadians maybe to come to the U.S., that would be a tool that they would use. But let me tell you a little bit more about TSA PreCheck first. I personally have that. It has been a lifesaver as far as saving me time at the airport for security. The nice thing is you don't have to stand in those long lines like everybody else. You do get to skip ahead and you don't have to take your shoes off or belts, and you don't have to pull your laptops out to go through security. So that's nice. It is $85 and it's good for 5 years. And that is a number that you will be assigned, and you put it on your plane reservation, like a number that will show up on your boarding pass as well, or it'll just say TSA PreCheck so you can get through there. I love it. I decided to get it after I nearly missed a flight. I haven't done that except that one time I like almost missed a flight. Literally, we walked into the flight. It was the day after Christmas, one of the busiest days of flying. And I had a very early morning flight, and I think everybody else did that day, and did not have PreCheck, waited so long in that line. Oh my gosh. And literally, we were running to catch our plane. And as soon as we stepped on, they literally like pretty much closed the doors behind us. So it was after that I decided that I probably could benefit from the PreCheck, TSA PreCheck. Okay. So there is a thing called CLEAR. You may start seeing those in the U.S. airports. And this also, this one is a privately run organization, unlike TSA is government run. And CLEAR is a way to kind of jump ahead a little bit in the line and basically go kind of through you'll see signs that say CLEAR, and they kind of bump you ahead of the regular passengers for security check. This is all security check related. They use eye recognition technology and fingerprints to quickly help you. So you don't need identification actually for this one to get through the line. However, it does not allow you to skip the no shoes, no belts, no laptop thing that you get to do when you have TSA PreCheck. Right? So, and I don't know about you, but it's $189 per year. Not so sure I feel like that is worth it. Whereas the TSA PreCheck is $85 for 5 years, good for 5 years. There is what's called Global Entry. And this is more for any kind of international travel that you would do, in which then you're trying to come into the U.S. This actually is just a program that expedites that clearance for low-risk travelers upon arriving back in the U.S. after internationally traveling. It kind of, like I said, it is express line at customs, basically, okay? Now, there is a $100 non-refundable fundable fee. If you're approved, it will includes a five-year membership with Global Entry and the TS PreCheck. So that one might be a little more worth it, and that would be something you could apply for and have at your disposal for a quicker entry if that's something you care about. I think it depends on the country and maybe the time of year that you're traveling. Actually, when we came in through Dublin recently in October, we had, there was some lines, but actually they moved a lot quicker than I've been in some other, you know, customs lines for sure. And there was very simple, very easy. No questions were asked. They just, you know, they just kind of looked at our passport and let us go. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter, but it could, you know, busy international cities, you could possibly benefit from that, but, or coming in, if a lot of people are coming in internationally on a certain time, this could be something you could look into, but I want to strongly encourage you, if you do not have a passport, that is what I'm recommending, and that applies to any country. As I said, most countries have their own passport. 193 have their own passports, and then those six territories. So let's get you prepared. And so one of the ways to obviously prepare, even if you're not sure where you're going yet, or you're not sure that you're even ready, maybe you're trying to save up some money for this bucket list trip that you're doing. One thing you want to make sure you are prepared for is having that proper identification so that you can travel internationally. All the cases that I've explained, the passport book is going to be your best option, folks. So let's get you ready so that when that opportunity arises or when you feel ready to take that leap and book that flight, that is one less thing that you have to worry about in preparation for that trip. If you already have a passport, go check that expiration date, folks, because if it's maybe going to need to be renewed in the next year, you again want to start preparing for that and get that paperwork started. Maybe get that appointment made at the post office, because that for me took a few weeks even just to arrange. So you got to count that into that time frame. So folks, let's get ourselves prepared and ready. And I hope you will keep dreaming about those solo trips that you desire to take so much. And let's just get out there and have an adventure.